Sarah, and every other Tuesday we set away some time to chat with the sheriff of Milwaukee County, David Clark, and he's in the studios with us this morning. How are you? Good morning.
Wonderful. Good morning. Good morning to your listeners.
Scared you a little bit. I went to the little boy's room, and you walked into the studio, and there was nobody in here, and you thought you had to go solo.
I thought I was going it alone this morning.
You're really good at this music. You know this music inside and out. You'd be perfect.
Well, just get the buttons going, though. I don't know how to turn the mics on. You guys don't trust me.
Well, I'll try. Yeah, you can just push this button here, and you're done.
That's it?
And that's all you have to do.
All right, next time you're
And then
not
just
in
press
here.
Start. You know, see how easy my job is. I know you didn't get a chance to see the Kentucky Derby, and we'll get into that in just a bit. Why? But what a fascinating, what a great American story that turned out to be. And I know you're a horse guy.
Yeah, it really is.
No.
I like to think that, I could buy a horse for $9,500 and 3 years later. Win the Kentucky Derby. It's a neat story.
Yeah, mind that bird might be running in the Preakness. Now they're saying that most likely they will run in it. So hopefully they will. But what a story. Yeah, the horse was trailered from New Mexico to Louisville. And I guess the trainer, it was in the back of a pickup truck. Just the old story. You see these all the time, those trailers on the highway. He stopped off in Dallas to get a little sleep. Left the horse out in the trailer.
Yeah, it's, that's how we get our horses from point A to point B.
Sure.
On the 4th of July, I do 5 parades, and the one parade, we throw them on the trailer and hustle them to the next spot so I can almost visualize what that horse was going through. You know, those high-priced thoroughbreds that run in races like the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes, They're used to a little better treatment than that, than to be thrown in the back of a trailer to drive from New Mexico to Churchill Downs.
That is amazing.
Louisville, Kentucky. And, but what it really shows is what animal behavior
sure?
really
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Because, these horses obviously are trained, and a lot is put into them, and, the odds makers think they have it all down, and every once in a while, something like this happens, and it's really about animal behavior. For some odd reason, that day, that horse just said, "I'm going to do this,"
I know.
And opened up. And of course, the jockey, the way he positioned and was moving, in toward the rail and snuck through some small openings. That's all jockey, mm-hmm. but still. And I was glad to see at the end when they asked the jockey, he said, "How did you win this race?" He said, "I didn't. The horse did."
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
that's exactly it. The horse
by,
has
like
to do
15
the,
lengths, and a lot of folks are saying, "Well, he's a good mutter," because it was pretty nasty conditions for the run this year. But if you looked at the horse, it looks like a pony compared to the other ones.
Yeah, and then the time on that last quarter mile or the last leg there was unbelievable. It was I think 47 seconds or something like that, which you don't see in that last quarter mile. Usually the horses start to run out of gas, so to speak, and slow down. That horse was still cruising. It was neat to see. I didn't see it live, but did see the replays.
Just a great, fascinating story. Great Americans. Disney's going to do a movie about this now. It's
the movie
coming.
Was already done. It happened Saturday.
we don't have to see it again.
2 minutes.
Yeah. You were in L.A. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I went out to Los Angeles, California, the invitation of Chief Bill Bratton, the Los Angeles Police Department, and the Sheriff of L.A. County, Lee Baca. Met both of those gentlemen. I met Bill Bratton in Austin, Texas at a conference last year, and met both of those gentlemen, or ran into them again in February out in Washington, D.C. at the Major City Chiefs and Major County Sheriffs meeting. And they told me to come out and see what they're doing. L.A. has the biggest jail in the world.
I didn't know that.
And so, you can learn a lot from people who are doing it magnified. And then Bill Bratton has the CompStat thing going, mm-hmm. which I have been a student of for some time, probably since 1999, been studying CompStat, have implemented a number of those things in my agency. But I wanted a more in-depth understanding because it's been taken to a new level now. And that's why he invited me to come out and see how they're actually doing it. So I went out and spent some time with the people who get it done, and then I actually attended the CompStat meeting. And very beneficial, great value, not only to my personal development and two guys who, you know, are kind of the leaders in this law enforcement profession. And they understand it. They say, you know, they don't know it all and they're not the best. But, you know, Bratton came from NYPD. And so they're just, their experiences are what I wanted to tap into. And I was able to do that, spend a lot of quality time with those two individuals. And but more than that, it was great value for the organization, because there's some things now that I have brought back that we're going to implement, excuse me, in my office, in my agency. And because of that, we're going to, you know, we're going to get better. I always say there's no finish line to excellence.
Sure.
I'm pleased with where this organization is today, what the people inside have been willing and able to do. But I always push that finish line out a little further ahead, and that's what I mean by there's no finish line to excellence.
I always liked about you, you always want to learn. There's never an ending point. You know, it's almost like the game of golf. There's never perfection, right?
That's right. And the day that you begin to think that you know it all is the first step toward failure and mm-hmm. disaster. So I'm always trying to learn, soak up knowledge, do a lot of reading, as you know, as I mentioned on this radio show, and networking, talking to people, and actually going out and see. It's one thing to read about what somebody's doing. It's another thing to go out and actually see it in real time, in operation. And that's where the real learning takes place, the hands-on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was well worth the time and the money to do that sort of thing. But what I bring back to the organization, you know, we'll get that back, the cost of that, we'll get it back tenfold.
Very good. Eddie with Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. Well, it's a brand new month, and, you know, just another month or so. Kids are going to be out on the streets, so be careful there. But also be careful, you're going to see a lot more of them on the freeways. Motorcycles, Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month.
That's it, May. Just started up, and, you know, it happens every year. But, you know, it takes drivers time to adjust. Over the winter, we're probably used to seeing plows and big, you know, vehicles like that on the roadway, but now we go back to motorcycles, and they don't have the same dimensions, obviously, and they're almost bladed when they're out there. And more times than not, when somebody hits a motorcycle, what the driver of the car usually says is, "I didn't even see it," and yeah. It's true. I mean, sometimes they get in the blind spot, and so it takes a while, which is why they start in May and they call it Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. And then usually as the summer goes on, we're used to seeing them. There's more of them. There's a lot of them out there already. But usually it's that first month when motorcycles are on the road that it's the most dangerous for, you know, not just the motorcyclists, but for vehicles as well. So there's several things that we'll be involved in over the next couple weeks to bring this to light and remind motor vehicle drivers, car drivers, to pay attention to their surroundings. You know, their spatial awareness is what we call it. And especially now with everybody on those cell phones.
Yeah.
You know, just less paying attention. And we want to make sure that we have records in terms of less motorcycle crashes, less motorcycle injuries, less motorcycle fatalities.
I wanted to ask you, and I'm sure a lot of people have gone through this before when you're like stopped in traffic, motorcycles riding in between lanes. That happens quite a few times. That's illegal, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Motorcyclists have obligations as well. I'm glad you brought that up. This isn't a one-way thing.
Yeah.
And you'll see cyclists do that sometimes. That is illegal. It's very dangerous. The ones that do that are reckless and probably have more of a tendency to be involved in crashes and drive like that. Because most people on the back or on motorcycles, on top of motorcycles, understand the risk and understand the dangers in operating a vehicle like that. And so they're very, they're cautious, they're responsible. But you're right, there are some,
yeah.
You know, you see them darting in and out, especially on the performance bikes,
yeah.
the muscle bikes.
Sure, yeah.
I guess that's what they see as maybe a fun thing to do, but it's not. Yeah. And you know, if everybody cooperates, we'll be okay this summer.
Well, I appreciate it. We always appreciate you stopping by, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. Before I let you go, now you have to be a disc jockey. Now you have to say, now time for traffic on the Wolf. Go ahead.
Now time for traffic on the Wolf.
Here's traffic from the Wolf Boucher Nissan Traffic Center.
Traffic on I-94 eastbound, a little bit crowded from Moreland Road into about State Fair Park, right around 84th Street. Also, if you're trying to exit at Highway 100, there's a car broken down on the exit ramp, blocking traffic a little bit. If you're trying to get 45 southbound, plan on some brake lights showing up around Mayfair Road, headed south towards I-94. Bypass northbound, also crowded, as usual, from National Avenue towards the Zoo Interchange. I'm Mike Conway. If you got traffic info, our total traffic tip line is 414-944-5111.
And now with the forecast, meteorologist David Clark.
Here's your Weather 12 forecast for today. Partly sunny, high in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers and isolated thunderstorms, low in the upper 40s. On Wednesday, rain showers likely and scattered thunderstorms, high in the upper 60s. Thursday, partly sunny with a slight chance of light rain showers and isolated thunderstorms, high around 70. And on Friday, partly sunny with slight chance of light rain showers and isolated thunderstorms, again, high in the lower 60s. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a 20% chance of light rain showers, high in the mid 50s.
You did a good job there.
Thank you.
You never know what to expect from me, do you? Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Not a problem.
53 degrees at the Wolf.
Hide and seek. Tag in the backyard. Pillow fights and pillow forts.